Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 134 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. The Women's 100 2022 will witness 26 hard-fought 100-ball matches scheduled to play between 11th August and 3rd September. Oval Invincibles cleaned up Southern Brave by 48 runs to win the inaugural 100 competition in 2021. The 100 misses the services of Australian stars who were unable to participate in the inaugural edition due to the mandatory 14-day hard quarantine requirements down under. Fortunately, this year they will be in full attendance and are set to take the competition to a whole new level. The women's competition will commence with the match that features Oval Invincibles and Northern Superchargers on August 11th. Let's kickstart the discussion with Birmingham Phoenix. Last year's finished third, they lost to Oval Invincibles in the Eliminator. Their first game this season, however, is versus Welsh Fire. Their home ground is Edgbaston and their head coach is Ben Sawyer. In the overseas players department, they have Sophie Devine from New Zealand, Elise Perry from Australia, Sophie Molyneux from Australia and Deepti Sharma from India. The rest of the squad has Amy Jones as skipper, Georgia Elvis, Kirsty Gordon, Issy Wong, Eve Jones, Emily Arlett, Gwen Davies, Abtaha Maksud, Rhea Fackrell, Phoebe Franklin, Steer Callis and Davina Perrin. Players to watch. There's few more destructive top-order batters in the world than New Zealand Sophie Devine at the moment, while all-rounder Elise Perry is another champion player who is definitely set to light up the 100 coming fresh. England's fast bowler Issy Wong also burst into the scene as a teenager last season and has since gone on to make her international debut in all three formats this summer. Keep an eye out for a similarly stratospheric rise from 15-year-old batter Davina Perrin this season. She's the youngest player in the tournament. Prospects for this season. Phoenix was perhaps a surprise qualifier for the Eliminator last year as they just edged out London Spirit into third with a better net run rate before losing out to eventual winners Oval Invincibles. Likely to slip under the radar again, but this time a well-balanced score should definitely challenge near the top end of the table. London Spirit. Last year's finish, fourth in the group stage, first game versus Southern Brave this season, home ground the Lords, head coach Trevor Griffin. In the overseas player department, they have Beth Mooney from Australia, Megan Shute from Australia, Amelia Kerr from New Zealand and Jess Kerr from New Zealand. The rest of the squad has Freya Davies, Sophie Love, Charlie Dean, Daniel Gibson, Amara Kerr, Naomi Dattani, Grace Crivens, Alice Monaghan, Natasha Wraith, Grace Ballinger, Nancy Herdman and Chloe Brewer. Players to watch, the bowling attack looks particularly strong, led by Australia's Megan Shute, with England fast bowler Freya Davies and off-spinner Charlie Dean also added to the mix. New Zealand all-rounder Amelia Kerr is also a very talented leg spinner. As for the batting, much will be expected and needed from the Australian star Beth Mooney, with the Spirit's reserves also looking a little thin on the ground. Prospects for this season, the loss of captain Heather Knight to injury is a huge blow, as are the departures of star England batter Tammy Beaumont to Welsh Fire and overseas stars like Deandra Doughton and Deepti Sharma to Manchester Originals and Birmingham Phoenix respectively. It could prove to be a tough tournament for London Spirit. Manchester Originals. Last year's finish 5th in the group stage, this time their first game is versus Trent Rockets, their home ground is at Old Trafford and their head coach is Paul Shaw. In the overseas players department, they have Lizelle Lee from South Africa, Deandra Doughton from West Indies, Amy Satterthwaite from New Zealand and Leah Tahuhu from New Zealand. The rest of the squad has Kate Cross as skipper, Sophie Eccleston, Emma Lamb, Ellie Thorkeld, Cordia Griffith, Hannah Jones, Amy Campbell, Georgia Boyce, Phoebe Graham, Laura Jackson, Grace Potts and Mahika Gaur. Players to watch, there can be no doubt that Sophie Eggleston is the star of the show up here in Manchester. The number one ranked T20 bowler continues to dumbfound the world's best batters with her left arm spin and should be no different in the 100. Plus, there's captain Kate Cross who took an impressive 12 wickets in last year's tournament. And Phoebe Graham is another very important addition to the bowling ranks. Lizelle Lee is back after finishing as the tournament's leading run getters in 2021. as the South African amassed 215 runs at an impressive average of 43 across her 7 games. Look out for Emma Lamb as well. She's been pretty impressive since her England debut and also scored her maiden international century in just her 3rd one-day international. Prospects for this season: a slow start out of the gates scuppered the Originals last season as they lost 3 of their first 4, the other match being abandoned due to rain. If they can avoid that this time around, they can look to have plenty of firepower across all disciplines to see them challenge any of the top teams in the table. Northern Superchargers. Last year's finish 6th in the group stage. First game this season is versus Oval Invincibles. Their home ground is the Headingley and head coach is Daniel Hazel. In the overseas players department, they have the young and impressive Jemima Rodrigues from India, Alisa Healy from Australia, Heather Graham from Australia and Laura Woolward from South Africa. The rest of the squad has Jenny Gunn, Lindsay Smith, Alice Davidson-Richards, Holly Armitage, Beth Langston, Katie Levick, Bess Heath, Kaylia Moore, Liz Russell, Lassie Hyham, Bethany Hammer and Rachel Slater. Players to watch out for. Superchargers possess a top gun order with last year's second highest run getter Jemima Rodrigues paired with Laura Woolward once again and Australia's Alisa Healy joining the side. Alisa Healy did have a lean Commonwealth Games, just mustering 48 runs across 5 innings for the tournament winners. That won't have gone unnoticed by the bowlers, but you send someone who struck 170 from 138 balls in this year's 50-over World Cup against England won't remain quiet for long. Bowling-wise, Superchargers may lack the star names of some of the other sides, although Lindsay Smith, Katie Levick and Kaylia Moore form a fine spin trio, and on the seam front, they have former England player Jenny Gunn who will take part this year after having also served as assistant coach last season. Current England star Alice Davidson-Richards could also be a key cog with the bat and the ball. Prospects for this season. They certainly look to be a stronger all-round squad and a playoff push should not be beyond the Superchargers if their overseas batters start. Lauren Winfield Hill's departure could be felt though and the English opener has left to join defending champions Invincibles. Oval Invincibles. Now last year's finish, they were winners. They beat Southern Brave in that amazing final. This time around, their first game is versus Northern Superchargers, their home ground is the Kia Oval, and their head coach is Jonathan Batty. In the overseas playing department, they have the impressive trio of Danny Van Nieuwkerk, who will also be serving as skipper this season for them, Maritime Cap and Shabnam Ismail. They also have Susie Bates from New Zealand. The rest of the squad has Maddie Villiers, Lauren Winfield Hill, Alice Capsey, Daniel Gregory, Grace Gibbs, Emily Windsor, Eva Gray, Kira Cathily, Sophia Snail, Ryana McNall-Gay, Kirsty White and Ailish Cranstone. Players to watch out for. Invincibles have one of the best captains in the business, Danny Van Nieuwkerk, two of the best seam bowlers in Madison Cap and Shabnam Ismail, and one of the hottest prospects, Alice Capsey. They also bolstered their batting with New Zealand's Susie Bates, who is the leading run scorer in women's T20I history, as well as Lauren Winfield Hill and Ailish Cranston. Plus, they retained the sparky Mary Villiers, who will be a threat with her off-spin and will bat down the order. This is quite the squad, right? Danny Van Nieuwkerk topped the run scoring charts last term in addition to bagging 8 wickets, while her fellow South African player Cap took 11 wickets, including the 4-for-9 in the final, as Brave were demolished for 73 and 3-for-21 a day earlier, with her side beat Phoenix in the eliminator. Marizanne Cap is such an important all-rounder for them because she top scored for the Invincibles in both of those wins, underlining her importance. However, Cap has been back home off late for her personal reasons, and Danny Van Nieuwkerk has not played since November due to that unfortunate ankle injury. So both of them could be a little rusty, but one could certainly never write them off. Invincibles will be short of last season's leading wicket taker Tash Farrant, who has suffered a stress fracture of the back. Prospects for this season. Now, there are a few areas of concern, but it would be unwise to write off a Danny Van Nieuwkerk-led team, especially the one that has Alice Capsey in it. The all-rounder who turns 18 has already scored 150 runs last season, 59 of which came on her Lord's debut, aged just 16. She also claimed 10 wickets with her wily off-spin. Now an England international, she was exceptional with the bat and she will expect, you know, to give a good performance to help the strong Invincibles group into at least the top 3. Next up is Southern Brave. Last year's finish runners-up as they lost to Oval Invincibles in the final. This time around, their first game is versus London Spirit. Their home ground is the Age Youth Bowl. Their head coach is Charlotte Edwards. In the overseas players department, they have Smriti Mandana from India, Amanda J. in Wellington from Australia, Talia Megra from Australia, and Molly Strano from Australia. The rest of the squad has Anya Shrapsole as skipper, Danny Wyatt, Sophia Dunkley, Maya Bougier, Lauren Bell, Carla Rood, Georgia Adams, Tara Norris, Joe Gardner, Paige Schofield, Freya Kemp, and Ella McCogden. Players to watch out for. Now, this will be fascinating to see how Anya Shrapsole does, you know, manage the squad. Her Brave squad is flush with young English talent. This includes batters like Sophia Dunkley, one of the success stories from last year, and bowlers Lauren Bell and Freya Kemp. There's also the relentless run scoring of India's top order batter Smriti Mandana, while all-rounder Talia Megra is arguably the standout of the Australian triumvirate in the squad. That said, leg spinner Amanda Jane Wellington was hugely impressive for the Brave last year, claiming 14 wickets in 9 matches, the fourth best tally in the tournament. Prospects for this season. The Brave again look like the ones to beat. Last year, they suffered only one defeat in the group stage, comfortably claiming the top spot, only to then double that tally with the defeat in the final to Oval Invincibles. This year, they will be hoping to go one better. Trent Rockets. Last year's finish 7th in the group stage, first game versus Manchester Originals. Home ground is Trent Bridge, head coach Salian Briggs. In the overseas players department, they have Alana King from Australia, Elise Villani from Australia, Mignon Dupre from South Africa. The rest of the squad has Nat Silver as captain, Catherine Brunt, Sarah Glenn, Bryony Smith, Catherine Bryce, A.B. Freeborn, Mary Kelly, Sophia Munro, Alexa Stonehouse, Georgia Davis, Ella Claridge, and Emma Marlowe. Players to watch out for. With Catherine Brunt and Nat Siver being joined by the likes of Alana King, hopes must be high that the Rockets can significantly better last season's second bottom finish. Brunt, England's leading T20I wicket taker, is arguably bowling as well as she could ever at the age of 37 and will probably be extra fired up by the fact that her country was unable to win a medal at the recently concluded Commonwealth Games. Skipper Siver is also a star name in a potentially potent batting lineup, which also includes the likes of Catherine Bryce and the hard-hitting Bryony Smith, while Lanning's fellow Australian king could also form a lethal leg-spinning combination with England's Sarah Glenn. Prospects for this season. It would be quite the leap for Rockets to go from second bottom to into the top three, but it's not out of question. A lot, though, may rest on how Rockets' other seam bowlers back up Brunt and Siver, with Australia's Sammy Joe Johnson, who bagged 15 wickets last term at an average of 10.26, not being there. Welsh Fire. Last year's finish 8th in the group stage. Their first game this time around is versus Birmingham Phoenix. Their home ground is at Cardiff, head coach Gareth Breeze. In the overseas players department, they have the trio of Australian legends Rachel Haynes, Annabel Sutherland and Nicola Carey, and Hayley Matthews from West Indies. The rest of the squad has Tammy Beaumont as skipper, Fran Wilson, Katie George, Alex Hartley, Claire Nicholas, Fee Morris, Georgia Henry, Alex Griffiths, Sarah Bryce, Hannah Baker, Lauren Filer and Nicola Harvey. Players to watch out for. The spotlight will be on Tammy Beaumont, who has joined of the Welsh Fire as captain after making a move from London Spirit. The batter will definitely want to prove her mettle and leadership credentials and perhaps give England a reminder of how destructive she can be at the top of the order after they left her out of the Commonwealth Games squad. Beaumont has been joined in Cardiff by fellow batter Fran Wilson and left-arm spinner Alex Hartley. The former England pair look shrewd acquisitions, with Wilson set to slot into the middle order and Hartley remaining a regular wicket taker on the domestic scene, including when she struck 8 times for Originals in the 100 last season. West Indies' Hayley Matthews is another key spinner for Fire, as she topped their wicket-taking charts with 11 in 2021, but her crucial role will be that to play with the bat. Matthews was also the fourth highest run getter across all teams in the inaugural campaign, with her returns with bat and ball rare bright spots in a season of struggle for the Fire. Prospects this season. After finishing rock bottom in the last campaign following 6 defeats from 8, Fire needed some freshening up. Tammy Beaumont's captaincy brings a new impetus, and her partnership with Matthews could generate plenty of runs, although a playoff charge may be a step too far. Let's now focus on the Indians to watch out for. 8 days after winning the silver medal at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, Smriti Mandana, Jemima Rodrigues and Deepthi Sharma will square off against each other during the Women's 100. The tournament runs from August 11th to September 3rd in UK and will serve as good preparation for India's limited overs tour, which begins on September 10th. While the inaugural season of the 100 featured 5 Indians, that number is down to 3 this year. Jemima Rodrigues. Now, Jemima Rodrigues was among the first overseas players to commit to the second season of the 100. She will play for Northern Superchargers once again. She was the top run scorer last season with 249 runs in 7 innings at an impressive strike rate of 151. And she finished only 10 short of the leading run getter of the tournament. Jemima Rodrigues, 21, comes into the competition with rich form. She had a tough start to the year where she was dropped from India's squad for the ODI World Cup, but she made a comeback to the national team during the tour of Sri Lanka on the back of some strong performances in domestic competitions. She displayed an attacking side to her game, striking at 167.58 during the Senior Women's T20 Trophy and at almost 140 in the Women's T20 Challenge. She also scored 146 runs in the Commonwealth Games and finished 5th among the top scorers of the tournament. Despite suffering a wrist injury in the latter stages of the tournament, she still looked strong. While she did bat at numbers 3, 4 and 5 upon her return to India's T20I side, her role with Superchargers could be right at the top of the order, the same as last year when she opened with the then skipper Lauren Winfield Hill and used the 25 ball power play to good effect. However, with Winfield Hill moving to defending champions Oval Invincibles, Jemima Rodrigues could open with Aussie batter Alisa Healy this season, and this will be something all of us will be eagerly looking forward to. Smriti Mandana. Now, Smriti Mandana returns to the Southern Brave for the second consecutive season after having scored 167 runs at a strike rate of 133.6 last year. She had missed Brave's last league game and the final last year because of international commitments, and her team ended up losing the final. This season, however, Smriti Mandana comes to the 100 having just broken her own record for India's fastest T20I 50 of just 23 balls against England in the recently concluded Commonwealth Games. And she is likely to open the innings with England's Danny Wyatt. Smriti Mandana's 159 runs in the game came at a strike rate of 151.42. She also had success in Australia's WBBL, where she topped run charts for Sydney Thunder last season. Smriti Mandana will have Australia's Thalia Megra, Molly Strano and Amanda Jane Wellington for company as overseas players this season. In T20 as in England, Mandana has a strike rate of 147, which is her best among all countries she has played in. The 100 is a chance for the ace India opener to rake up runs and confidence ahead of the very crucial tour against England next month. Deepthi Sharma. Off-spinner Deepthi was the highest wicket taker for her team London Spirit in the 100 last year. She had an economy rate of less than a run a ball. She also contributed 77 runs at a strike rate of 113 in the middle order. This season, Deepthi will turn out for Birmingham Phoenix, the team Shefali Varma played for last year, and add variety to their spin attack, which also includes Scotland's leg spinner Abtaha Maqsood and Australia's Sophie Molyneux. Phoenix will play 3 of their 6 league games at Edgbaston, the venue of their Commonwealth Games, and Deepthi had an economy rate of 5.58, which was the 5th best in that tournament despite bowling at tough stages in the power play and in the death. In conclusion, the women's competition held most of the aces in the previous edition, showcasing the depth of domestic talent and an appetite for women's cricket across the globe, even if the latter was abundantly clear with the 2017 50-over World Cup on these shores. Beyond performances ranging from a breakthrough season for Alice Capsey, Tash Farrant and that of Jemima Rodrigues to name a few, it was a superb season. Crowds for women's matches ranged from 7,000 to 8,000 with a peak television audience of 1.4 million for the final between Oval Invincibles and Southern Brave, which goes to show the impact that this tournament has had. It will be fascinating to see how that success continues this year given how much of the 2021 edition was based on alignment with the men. Last year's double headers were another COVID-enforced circumstance rather than boardroom design, which will be harder to replicate this time given the women's competition starts 3 rounds in because of the clash with the Commonwealth Games. There is also the notion of respect between sexes publicly insisted on but at times felt overblown. Despite the odd men's cricketer championing the output of their women's team or the standard as a whole, there was a sense from some female players that their male counterparts regarded them as an inconvenience when it came to sharing training spaces or other resources. Of course, it was always going to need more than just a souped-up competition and accompanying marketing campaign to change the sexist narrative and views prevailing within cricket. Perhaps most instructive is how the 100 is being used as a vehicle to drive this, even if the shifts are very slow to see at this stage. With this, we draw curtains on the episode that served as a preview of the Women's 100. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and @NeverOnTheBackOne on Twitter for the latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology, retweets, fresh tweets, and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season just for you. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.